From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike has killed more than 150 militants in an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis says the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart the camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces in Somalia. Witnesses say the airstrike hit the al-Shabaab training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles each time. Also today, central Somali police say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured by a bomb at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. The city's police commander said an explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport, but security forces were able to thwart others and arrest 20 attackers. Tunisia's interior ministry said Monday troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station at a military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in the fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurdain. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby said the United States will stand with the Tunisian people against terrorists.
We share Tunisians' concerns about extremist activity, whether they're homegrown or external, and the threat that it poses to the country's stability and its prosperity.
Authorities urged residents to stay inside after the shooting began. Turkey wants the European Union to help double the aid it is giving to Ankara to deal with the migrant crisis, according to the European Parliament's president. As EU representatives met with their Turkish counterparts at a summit in Brussels and thousands of people remained stranded at the Greek-Macedonia border, the parliament president said Turkey asked for an additional $3.3 billion on top of $3 billion already agreed to. This is VOA News.